from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball guys, with Sam Love and Joe Sasky celebrating 100 episodes of the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area. How about that? Come on, round of applause. 100 episodes, Garlic Fries and Baseball guys. Catch episode 100 now. Wow, for the special episode. Say I love it. Caught up with Giants All-Star Logan Webb. How about that? Maybe one day you'll cut it up and maybe we could play some of it on the show. Love it. Yep. Available wherever you listen to your podcast. Shask, I love the Xfinity Mobile text line because you get a text from the 510. I get a text from the 510. Bonte is living proof of the older you get, the more negative you get. Actually, I'm living proof that the older you get, the more you don't beat around the bush.
Okay.
The more you just tell the truth.
So
and I don't know what was so negative. I love Blake Snell. I didn't want Blake Snell to be traded. But the proof is, I'm just trying to look at it from the other side. Why would he want to re-sign with the Giants in our current state?
That's sad, all. But it's true.
Well, I think money. you're asking me what motivates a guy. Obviously, money, winning, culture, fit, family, all those things. But money is not, it's not always the number one thing, but as we're learning, you know, money is a big part of this. Okay. It's not the end all be all, and not all money is created equal. New England money isn't the same as San Francisco 49er money for a guy by the name of Brandon Ayuk. But for Blake Snell, it's the same thing with Brandon Ayuk. If Brandon Ayuk really was going to get lured to New England, it had to be $40 million a year.
Yep.
For him to even consider it. So when I look at where the Giants are at, if you have 17 committed to Jung-Hoo Lee next year, Hicks at 12 and a half, that's about 30. Then you got Webb and Rodgers, that's another 24. So you got 55 million of your $212 million payroll that you to get into that top 10. Because we all think the Giants should be in the top 10 annually of the payroll.
And they have been this year.
Okay. So to get to that number, you got to pay somebody. And when I look at their best players that are young, Bailey's got 2 more years of arbitration, meaning his number is going to be suppressed. Tyler Fitzgerald, 2 more years after this one of arbitration. So his number is going to be suppressed. Ramos as well. Birdsong as well. Harrison as well. Yep. Jelly as well. All right. The number committed after 225, it's just 3 guys. Hicks, Webb, Lee. Webb, Lee, Hicks in 2027. Webb and Lee in 2028. You got to pay somebody. Now, if you bring back Blake Snell, hypothetically in this situation, you give, even if you give him $50 or $55 million a year for 3, 4, 5 years, yeah, okay, whatever it's going to take, well, then maybe Robbie Ray, instead of opting out, maybe he opts in. Maybe Robbie Ray is a guy who thinks about re-signing with you because Blake Snell's on board and you're trying to bulk up and have the best starting staff 1 through 5 in baseball. Maybe Matt Chapman decides to opt in. Maybe Matt Chapman is more apt to sign a 3 or 4 year deal. Like, you get where I'm going with this? You've got a lot of team controlled assets that are going to be salary suppressed.
You know,
now is the time to overspend.
You know what, though? They've been in this position the last 2 years, though, Shasky. And it's, I'm just going to take the other side here because they have been in this position to where they don't have a lot of money committed on the books. And you look at their offseason classes, their free agency classes, their inability to strike and overpay guys, they failed at that. And if the guys call it the shots and Farhan Zaidi is going to be around here, because now I'm having my doubts about him leaving, I could see a scenario in which he's back. Well, Farhan Zaidi, would he be willing to give Blake Snell $40 to $50 million a year? I have my doubts. I really have my doubts. Now, you look at the free agency market here next season, and there's a lot of guys who are going to be free agents. Obviously, Robbie Ray, who you just mentioned, could opt out. Max Scherzer, at the age of 40, is going to be an unrestricted free agent. He'll sign somewhere because I don't think he's done quite yet.
He's a final piece for a winner.
Final piece for a winner. Justin Verlander is going to be 42 next year. We'll see what happens with him. He's coming off the books with the Astros at $43 million to the point where they may just retool their starting rotation and say, hey, here, Blake. Here, Gerrit Cole has an opt-out with the New York Yankees at $36 million. Will he opt out looking for new money? Probably. Maybe.
Wow,
possibly. He's going to probably opt out. Patrick Corbin's cooked. He's going to be a restricted free agent. He'll be on somebody's back of the roster.
I could see the Giants bringing him in as a sixth starter.
See that? There we go.
Could you not?
Well, that's...
It's got Ross Stripling, Sean Manaea written all over it.
Well, it doesn't have Blake Snell written all over it.
No,
basically,
I know.
You're telling me that we're going bargain basement shopping. We're going to Ross Dress for Less and getting a Patrick Corbin or, dare I say, a Charlie Morton who's going to be 41 years old if he doesn't retire. He's making $20 million this year, by the way, Charlie Morton. So I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here for Giants fans. Because trust me, I want Blake Snell around. I'm so thrilled.
I just think you got to plant the flag.
You got to try to plant the flag, but haven't they tried to plant the flag over the last 5 years?
Well, I would say that this year's different. And the reason why this year in particular is different is because you didn't have an all-star center fielder in Elliot Ramos, who is under 25 years old. You didn't have the emergence of Harrison and Birdsong for a full season, right? So those make things different. Bailey, I still believe, is a starting catcher. I think he's an upper echelon. Now, I don't think he's top tier, but he's an upper echelon starting catcher, especially given how bad the position is offensively in the game. And then I look at Tyler Fitzgerald. I don't know what Tyler Fitzgerald is.
Honestly, though, if you're Blake Snell and you've played with some dominant teams,
mm-hmm.
the Tampa Bay Rays, you played with a great lineup in San Diego that went nowhere, but you were there. I mean, if you're Blake Snell, is that enough to convince you to stay here and think that you could compete in the division? Remember, you're in the division now.
He signed
now.
A one-year deal.
But hold on.
To play on a team that wasn't even...
Yeah, he signed late. No doubt. He had to re-up his value.
He already came here.
He already came here. But he sees it now where he said to himself, we're 7 games behind the Padres and the Diamondbacks. Second and third place teams. Can I honestly compete within my own division with the Giants?
But this is where you have to overpay. Like, I'm telling you, we are not, on the level of the Padres
in terms of sex appeal.
We are not on the level of the Braves.
I understand all that. We've said this with Aaron Judge. We said this with Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, this is where you have to overpay.
Every free agent over the last 3 years, overpay, overpay, overpay. And it still wasn't good enough because players, they want their money and they know, I could still get comparable money and still be in a position to win at the highest level.
But this is different because he's actually wearing your uniform right now.
But the Giants aren't ready to win at the highest level yet.
I mean,
these guys aren't ready to roll.
They're in the mix.
Is Mookie Betts going anywhere?
No.
Is Shohei going anywhere?
No, but their books aren't immaculate.
It's not immaculate, but they're ready to spin. The Padres, is Manny Machado going anywhere? Xander Bogaerts? Jackson Merrill? I mean, Fernando Tatis Jr.? I mean, who else?
Then why didn't he sign with those guys on a one-year deal this year? Because of the money. Because the Giants gave him more money than anyone on the one-year deal this year.
I hear you. I don't even want to be this guy.
The only trump card I have, you're right. The only trump card I have is the Giants have to oversell.
Well, they have to oversell, but then the Yankees just say, hey, Blake Snell, you like pinstripes?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You like pinstripes?
I mean, they were another team that was rumored with Blake Snell, and they didn't go to the $32 million and structure it the way the Giants did.
Well, now they may.
This is where what I'm saying is, if you even want to be in the game with Blake Snell, it starts at like $10 million per season more than whatever you think he's out there getting.
And Scott Boras may still steer him into another direction, saying, look, well, you can make $10 million less, say, in Philadelphia. Right? You go to Philadelphia, you make $10 million less, but we're going to make some of that up with endorsements, with commercials, all that stuff. So
I look at the Aaron Nola deal. He's gone a 7-year, $172 million deal. It's only $25 million a year. It's a really good value. Wheeler got him this last time for $42 million a year. So to me, if you want to be in the mix, it starts at $8 to $10 million more than what Wheeler just got. Wheeler got a 3-year 126. So you're saying 3 for 100? I don't think that's even close.
Well, no, I was saying this 2 weeks ago when we were talking about Blake. So I said extend him right now for 3 for 100, and we both agreed it's not going to happen under Scott Boras. He's going to allow him to opt out and go into free agency.
Sure.
So if you can't get it done, will you have him in house? Like, hey, if you're not going to offer him that right now, for example, you're coming to the table second game against the Braves, and Blake, you've been unbelievable in these seven games. 0.99 ERA. You have to do it now.
Yeah, I agree.
To do it now.
And acknowledge you're probably going to regret it in 4 years.
No,
but
you can't
know what?
Think like that.
At least you plant your flag. If I told Giants fans, you get Blake Snell and Logan Webb for the next 4 or 5 years.
Well, not only that.
I think most Giants fans would say, sign me up.
Yeah, now they would. It's unbelievable how things flip, right? But if you ain't flipping, you ain't flopping this moment, whatever that job is. But Blake Snell and Scott Boras are now dummies.
Yeah,
they understand
you're right.
What's going on. And so I'm just trying to be realistic here. I'm just trying to be realistic about the situation. I don't think there's any chance in hell once Blake Snell enters free agency that he's coming back here.
Well, that's
because of all the what ifs. Like, it's a what if. Is Ramos going to be this good next season? It's a what if with Fitzgerald. It's a what if. It's a what if everywhere. Luciano, it's a what if. We got a bunch of what ifs.
Well, Luciano, I'm here to tell you, Luciano cannot drive the ball.
Well,
the power is not translating.
Well, we've got a bunch
of
what-ifs. We've got a bunch of what-ifs, and the Padres got a bunch of, yeah, they're dudes.
Yeah,
the Diamondbacks have a bunch of, yeah, they're dudes. The Dodgers have a bunch of, yeah, they're dudes. The Phillies have a bunch of, yeah, they're dudes. The Yankees, yeah, they're dudes. And Juan Soto's going to probably re-sign with the New York Yankees. The Giants have a lot of question marks.
No doubt.
As competitive as they've been over the last month, they have a ton of question marks, Shasky.
But the Padres owner just passed away, and they have to shed payroll. So as great as that sounds, and I agree with you that they're in their window now, they've got a lot of contracts, like the Xander Bogaerts contract. It doesn't look good for them. And so they're going to have to move money to afford. a 5-year, let's just say hypothetically, $150, $200, $250 million deal for someone like Blake Snell.
I hear you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.